Victoria Reinerson sings with about a dozen other residents, gathered at a morning worship service at the Sunnyside Nursing Home in Lake Park, Minnesota. The 84-year-old Reinerson moved to this nursing home about a year ago when floodwaters washed over Ada. She was among the 46 nursing home residents evacuated from the city.
I remember being woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, saying we've got no power, we've got to get out, the water is coming. They dressed us and shipped us out. We got out before the real water came. But it left some very boys when we got out.
Within days of the evacuation, 3 Ada nursing home residents died. A year later, half the residents have passed away. Reinerson herself has suffered a heart attack and a bout with pneumonia.
This is the nursing home. This is what took it the worst.
It's not hard to believe that people are getting sick, as Ada's director of nursing, Charlie Hicks, walks through the old Ada medical facility, which is waiting to be demolished. The locked building is cold, dark, and musty. Water still stands in the elevator shaft. Brown and black splotches of mold make it look as if a child has just finished finger painting the walls. It's eerie walking through the dark, vacant hallways, once filled with life.
There's always remorse when they come in here, because this was someone's home. And it's been destroyed. And now it's nothing. It's just a big, cold, dank building.
Medical supplies are strewn about on the floor. Wheelchairs and beds are sitting in the hallways. For the most part, things are as they were left a year ago. It doesn't take long for the cold, clammy atmosphere to get to visitors, mentally and physically. Hicks knows.
Every time we were in here last summer, about 2 days later, we'd be sick.
Hicks says upper respiratory infections at Ada's clinic are up about 30% from previous years.
A lot of these people that we're seeing have existed in these homes that are full of mold and full of mildew, and have all of a sudden we've had them in here with these upper respiratory problems that are very, very difficult to treat. They don't certainly fall into the traditional upper respiratory diseases or illnesses that you would see in this part of the country for this time of year.
Grand Forks Public Health Director Don Shields is hearing stories of other health problems.
Quite an increase in premature deliveries. In addition, the October through December 1997 rate for miscarriages were higher than what we would normally have in an entire year. And third, in February, we saw a tremendous number of births here in town.
Shields does have hard numbers on the birth rate, but most of the information about how the flood may be affecting health is anecdotal. And that's why two health officials in Grand Forks are collecting and studying scientific data to determine the health effects of the flooding. Researcher Dr. James Hargraves says no one has ever studied how a flood affects people's health, and speculation ran rife as the Red River swept through Grand Forks.
Before the flood came, people were saying, we're going to have various infectious disease problems such as cholera, etc. And when you looked at what data there was no infectious disease, such as cholera, what have you, occurring. And so there's a lot of misconceptions.
Hargraves has received a grant of almost $200,000 to study the physical, mental, and social effects of the flood. He and his assistant will sift through hundreds of thousands of medical charts to compare the 2 years before the flood with the time since. Hargraves says the flood could have an effect on almost any aspect of health. For instance, some doctors claim they've operated on more hernias in the last year as a result of people mucking out their basements. But Hargrave stresses that the hernia issue, just like many others, is based on non-scientific observations.
Anecdotal stuff, you got to remember, is very dangerous. You know, bad data is toxic, you know, and you get misinformation. And so anecdotal, although it's something to begin to look, it's hardly a fact. So you have to try to say, well, let's look into this and see if it's related or not, and try to study it further. And that's the goal of the study.
The survey's results will not be available for possibly another 2 years. Grand Forks Public Health Director Don Shields says the findings will offer reassurance to people along the Red River.
Well, I'm hoping that some of the anecdotal things I think can be linked to a flood so that we can help other communities that are going to go through this so that they can get the volunteer groups and get the assistance and get those things set in place very, very early.
Shields says he expects to see a rise in mental health problems in coming months as more people begin to deal with the stress caused by financial burdens of rebuilding. I'm Hope Deutscher, Minnesota Public Radio.